out of cycle update. For those over the pond, Nupaz, take your cryptocurrency. CryptoTalk.fm. My name is Leister. I'm your host. The UK, effective Friday, I believe. This was taken effect Friday. It was talked about ages ago, but effective Friday, it's now easier to get your tokens took, which is why you've heard me repeatedly talk about ways to avoid that happening, why you've heard me tell you to keep your stuff out of exchanges, why you've heard me say on a repeated basis to be careful and cash out and take profits. So you hear me say all these different things is because I can see the forest for the trees. So if there's people listening from the UK to the show, by the way, welcome my friends. My last name obviously is inspired from that origin. And so I appreciate what that's doing. But they passed this bill last year. And what they were trying to do is they're untying the knot, as it were. They didn't want law enforcement saddled with all this paperwork and all this hassle, you know, trying to get a warrant, trying to arrest you, going through due diligence. Why do that? Well, they could just to get your tokens took and just take it away, you know? So this takes effect, again, yesterday as I record this. Obviously, the time zone is much different over there. But what's going to happen is when they determine a need or a desire to take your tokens, they don't have to arrest you first, is basically what it is. Quote, this will make it easier to take assets which are known to have been criminally obtained, hint, hint, even if sophisticated criminals are able to protect their anonymity or are based overseas. So let's dig into that statement. Known to have been criminally obtained. So this goes to the whole road to hell, pay with good intentions business. When we say criminally obtained, they're referring to money laundering for the most part. They're referring to mob. They're referring to situations where the origins of the cryptocurrency are somehow tainted, are somehow legally questionable. But that word criminally obtained, what does that really mean? If they make it a crime to obtain the cryptocurrency, let's say from a central exchange, just in general, does that qualify as criminally obtained? Now, so far, the vast majority of their activity has been around drugs and drug shifting. Obviously, if you know how the business, and I'm talking finance, you know how the business works, drug runners, vast majority of them are using fiat. They're not using cryptocurrency. So we know that this is a bit of okey-doke. It's not going to really move the needle with respect to, you know, killing off drug crimes or killing off mob, or it's not going to do anything. It's simply for the press of it all to say, we're doing something, that's what it's really doing, because it's not going to move the needle. Because the vast majority of these criminal behaviors are done in fiat even to this day. And you can independently verify what I'm saying to be the truth. Quote, it's vital that investigators and prosecutors have the capability and agility to keep pace with the changing nature of crime, which these new measures will greatly assist our ability to restrain, freeze, or eliminate crypto assets from illegal enterprise. Stop. So, illegal enterprise. Again, here's that word, illegality. And is it possible that they make it illegal to purchase cryptocurrency from central exchanges, or that they say cryptocurrency that originates from certain central exchanges is by definition or by juro illegal? It's possible. I'm not tinfoiling, because I don't know. I'm not in the UK. I can't speak for it. I'm saying it's possible that they do that, and then now it twists the intent of this law that might to you initially sound good to something that's actually an attack on you. It could. But here's the chilling effect part. This, when they put out this business about going effect Friday and everything else, they talked about possibly destroying certain cryptocurrencies in their mind for national security reasons. Quote, these reforms will also enhance our national security. Terrorist organizations like Daesh, that's a different org, are known to raise funds through crypto transactions, and these updated powers will enable our agencies to more easily strip them of their assets. But later down, they refer to, quote, if returning it to circulation is not conducive to the public good, unquote, they'll destroy them. They'll just straight up destroy the assets, which either send it to a burn wallet or whatever they choose to do. Well, there's the flip on this. There's the chilling effect of, who made you judge, jury, and executioner over that decision to just destroy assets that are otherwise perfectly fine? And number two, the definition of destroy is not called out. We're assuming that it's burn wallet. We don't know for sure. Could be their own wallet, quote unquote, burn that they say is a destruct. We don't know what that really means. So that's another thing. But the other flip is, let's say it's a Bitcoin, something that's a transaction that they determine this is not conducive to returning to circulation. And let's assume that they're doing it to a burn wallet. Well, if you destroy or somehow lock up Bitcoin, that's actually a good thing for everybody else. Sure. But that's why they need to spell out what they mean by destroy these crypto assets. And what are you actually doing with it? They're going to move cryptocurrency from wallet A to wallet B. That's going to cause some sentiment issues as they see large amounts being moved. That happened to the Silk Road business. Large amounts of money seized for the Silk Road situation, moving around, caused negative sentiment shifts. And then the United States government has dumped at market. So what happens is you dump at market, the price is going to go down depending on how much there is. And so then there's a domino effect. It causes a crash of sorts, not a major deal. So this is something to keep an eye on if you're in the UK, or there's countries that directly trade to the UK, as in the United States, to see what happens with this one. This is one I can't tinfoil as to the timing of it being so convenient around the halving, right? Because it is kind of close, but I can't directly correlate the two. But their press release happening after the fact, maybe this causes a little bit more price downward pressure, and that may contribute to another run. Who knows? But it is somewhat concerning to see that they're willing to just say, screw due diligence, screw any rights you might or might not have had. You know, we're just going to take the shit, you're right, and, you know, you be damned. So, again, if you're in the UK, you definitely want to keep an eye on it. If you're in one of those countries that is part of NATO, essentially, you want to keep an eye on it. It's going to affect everybody across the board, especially because usually when country A does something like this, other countries like to follow because they don't understand how to lead their own people.